one is actually for people who travel for this. Here's another one we don't play. Shall I tell the shiny dog story on this one?
Yeah.
We jam songs, we improvise songs between us. And sometimes the improvisations are 10 minutes long, sometimes they're an hour and 10 minutes long. And then we go back and listen and we work out, you know, what's the song, what to work on. And this one, we jammed when we were making Lane, we did 20 minutes, and I got half the lyrics, which is really unusual in a jam. And then we jammed it again about a year and a half later, and I got the second half of the lyrics. And I don't know what I'm writing about, but I know I've got the lyrics. It's just that feeling, you know, that the words are right. And it quite disturbed me, because the story of the lyric was clearly about somebody who was choosing to walk off. I saw them in the Lake District, walking off into the snows in the winter, and just lying down and choosing to commit suicide. And I get a bit nervous when I write things like that, because often I think they're about me, and they come true. And it was like, well, you know, I don't know what this is about, but this is the song. And then 2 weeks from the release date, I was living with a friend in Manchester, and her mentor in the Lake District went off in the snow and lay down and committed suicide, very consciously, a complete choice. And I think he had Alzheimer's diagnosis, and he just decided that was the way he was going to go. And they ended up playing this at his funeral, which was before it had been released. And his wife ended up ringing, and it was a just one of those songs where you just go, okay, that's what that one was about. And then there was the final postscript to this, is that one of his, he was quite a mentor to a lot of people. And about 2 years later, I met one. A deaf lady who had been one of his students, and she wanted to hear the song. And so I remember I had to put it on a stereo and crank it up full volume. And she sat with her hands over the speakers listening to the song, and I gave her the words so she could have this kind of amazing experience. It was almost too loud for me to be in the same room, but it was like, wow, that was fire. So this one's called Blue Pastures. Thank you.
Thank you.